Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Retaliatory strikes.
U.S. military forces carried out a series of airstrikes in Syria.
Severe weather hits Texas.
And then I heard the moan. And I'll never forget that sound.
House passes a bill addressing what schools teach.
This is empowering the parents.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. After a suspected Iranian-made drone kills an American contractor in northeast Syria and injures a second contractor and five American troops, President Biden warns Iran.
Make no mistake, the United States does not emphasize seek conflict with Iran, but be prepared for us to act forcefully, protect our people.
A U.S. official says there have been three attacks on American bases in Syria since last night's airstrike. CBS's David Martin.
U.S. officials say part of the air defense system at the base struck by that Iranian drone was down for repairs at the time of the attack. But one official insisted the air defense system still had 360-degree coverage of the surrounding area, so it is still not clear how the drone managed to penetrate the base. Also not clear is whether the Iranian-backed militia which launched the drone somehow timed the attack to take advantage of the repairs.
American forces retaliated with deadly Syria airstrikes targeting sites linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The U.S.-Canadian relationship is celebrated with President Biden's visit there.
On his first visit to Canada as president, Mr. Biden addressed the Canadian Parliament and reaffirmed the special relationship between the two countries. He called it inseparable.
You will always be able to count on the United States of America.
The president held meetings with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The two leaders announced an agreement to stem the flow of asylum seekers at unofficial crossings at the U.S.-Canadian border. The two men also reaffirmed their support for Ukraine. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Former President Trump is quite vocal while waiting to hear from two grand juries. CBS's Robert Costa.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries sounding the alarm today after former President Trump warned that death and destruction is possible if he's indicted.
It's dangerous, and if he keeps it up, he's going to get someone killed.
Trump also reposted an ominous altered image where he is holding a baseball bat next to an image of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has one of his hands raised.
A law enforcement source tells CBS News an envelope arrived at D.A. Bragg's office today containing a death threat and a white powder that turned out to be non-toxic. A storm with powerful wind leaves a trail of destruction in Poolville, Texas. Eric Huntley wrote it out in his mobile home.
The whole house jerked to the side. I balled up and I started hitting just everywhere like a ping pong ball.
Severe weather predicted for much of the South this evening. Now this.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home? Isn't a total mystery with Bite clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Gwyneth Paltrow takes the stand insisting that a 2016 Utah ski collision was not her fault. A man is suing her, saying he has since suffered from broken ribs and brain damage. But Paltrow says that the 76-year-old Utah man is the culprit.
He said he was 40 feet away and colorblind. I don't know how he can be positive about what he saw, especially with how much he changed his story.
Terry Sanderson is seeking at least $300,000. The family of Tyree Sampson marked 1 year since the teenager fell to his death off the 400-foot-tall Orlando, Florida freefall ride at Icon Park. Sampson's father, Yarnell, spoke during the remembrance.
Shouldn't no other child have to die from amusement park ride,
right,
period.
Right, yeah.
This same thing happened in 1999 in California. If we would have paid attention to that situation, we might not be having this story now.
The family is looking to have legislation passed that would require the state to sign off on rides before they open. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You want the royal treatment? Better wear a nice pair of socks. CBS's Jennifer Brown has more.
Tourists who visit Westminster Abbey after King Charles' coronation will be allowed to stand in the exact spot where he's crowned. So no shoes allowed. The Abbey will offer small guided barefoot tours where you can stand on the recently refinished Kasmati pavement. It's quite the beautiful reveal considering it's been hidden under carpets for decades. This spot and the chair they're using in the coronation go back some 700 years, so it's worth having no holes in your socks. Jennifer Brown, CBS News.
The U.S. Postal Service is now issuing skateboarding stamps, honoring what indigenous groups have brought to the skating culture and where the demand for skate parks is growing. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, March 24th, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce Season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.